Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Avalon HR, who's responsible to the content and opinions expressed during the show. Come on.
Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is Chip Wood, VP of Sales and Marketing with Avalon HR. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so excited. I'm great. That's such a lovely song. Makes me happy.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I love
Absolutely.
It. And, of course, we have Dana Jacobs joining us as well. She is the Chief Financial Officer with Avalon HR. And we've got a lot, I feel, to cover today. At first, we were like, okay, what are we going to talk about? And then all of a sudden, we realized we have a long list of things that we can cover
today. We could talk about this stuff for hours.
Oh, absolutely. But I know there was something specific we wanted to jump right into, especially with it being open enrollment season.
Yep. It's getting there for all the health insurances and for all other ancillary benefits also that the employee may want to choose, which is on their own. They can choose, you know, their dental and their, you know, other assorted, you know, life insurances and things like that. So that's going on. Dana's been kind of keeping up with all the retention credits and all of that for the COVID, and I was hoping she could give us a little update on the latest on that today.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just every day is another deal.
I bet.
It's about the, Chip, thank you, the COVID credits. I know we've talked about it before, but the COVID, it's the employee retention credits. You know, there's several different programs that the federal government has rolled out since the pandemic, you know, pretty much started. But one of the most lucrative is the employee retention credits if you qualify. So now we've reached out to several of our clients, but we, you know, and we've sent e-blast out to them, but there's still several clients that, you know, I still haven't had a chance to personally call. And it's one of those things that, you know, your CPA, your financial advisor, and that's not what we are. We are not a financial advisor. We are PEO. We do payroll, HR, workers' comp. But these retention credits are filed through us because we are the employer of record. Mm-hmm. So we know how this works. We work with experts, and we have managed to secure so much money for some of these businesses that are hurting. And so I highly urge any business out there, especially if you're in the restaurant industry, to talk to your CPA, to talk to your financial advisor, to ask if you're one of our clients. You know, give me a call. I can help you, and I can kind of, you know, summarize it for you and tell you what to look at and how to best capitalize on these credits. Here we are. We're closing out Q3. We're in the middle of Q4. And we're actually about to submit our quarterly 941. We have a deadline at the end of this week. And I actually just reached out to one of my clients, and I asked him, I was like, you know, have you thought about this? You know, you guys are in there. Here's one thing a lot of people don't know about. There is a provision in this retention credit program that allows for new businesses to capitalize on this, because a lot of businesses, let's say maybe, for example, this business started at the beginning of this year. Therefore, the original program did not work for them because you had to compare revenue, you had to suffer a loss, and if you weren't in business, then obviously you couldn't qualify. But they added an extra way to qualify for new businesses. It's the recovery, I forgot what it's called, it's the recovery startup or something like that. Basically, if you started a business anytime after February 15th of 2020, mm-hmm. and you have less than $1 million in sales, and you can qualify for both Q3 and Q4 of 2021 up to $50,000 in employee retention credits. So, oh, wow. I reached out to this client yesterday and we discussed it. She's going to get $11,000 within a month, and she'll get 11 more thousand, assuming all things the same, you know, the way it's calculated, it's on an employee basis. Good news, great news for her, you know, and they've been struggling. They started their business and they've, you know, just like everybody else, just trying really hard just to make each day count. And I called her yesterday and she couldn't believe it. And it was one of those things that, you know, we work with an expert as well, and that was brought to my attention. So that's if you're out there, again, new business, established business, whatever, if you don't think you qualify, don't take your own word for it. Absolutely.
Right,
make
right.
sure you go and talk to a professional, talk to a financial advisor, because you're going to leave that money on the table. And once it's gone, it's gone.
And it doesn't matter what size business you are.
There are stipulations for large businesses. I think it's now it's 500 or more employees.
Okay.
So, you know, it used to be the 2020 credits were limited to small businesses of 100 employees or less or fewer.
Oh, okay.
Then they raised it to 500 employees or less. So most businesses will qualify, you know, unless you're a huge business.
And that's one of the things I was going to mention was the fact that if you are not with a PEO, and you're, you know, bebopping along trying to run your business, you probably won't know this. You probably won't know it. And we keep up with all of these things. So that's why, you know, I'm always encouraging people, hey, give us a call, 850-475-1555. Ask to speak to myself, Chip Wood, or Dana Jacobs. And, you know, we'll get you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it. I mean, we always love new clients naturally, but a lot of these people just don't know what's going on out there because there's so many regulations, there's so much governmental input into your business nowadays.
And it changes all the time.
And it changes.
It's constantly changing. So that's
no
one
they
thing.
Can keep
you don't
up
have to
it.
Think about that. You can let the PEO, you know, or, you know, let us help you and guide you. And that's what we're doing today. Like, for example, this week, I am absolutely going through our client list and I'm getting with Chip and I'm trying, you know, because I've emailed everybody about these credits. But if I haven't heard back from them, I'm going back around because a lot of our clients don't read their emails regularly. You know, they're busy. Mm-hmm. They might not read the e-blasts we send out. And so I'm going to call them, reach out to them and just make sure, you know, because I don't want them to miss this opportunity. And that's what we do. We care about the business. We want the business to be profitable. We want it to be successful. If they are, then we are. So we're going to do everything we can to make your, you know, running your business as easy as possible. We'll take away all the headaches, the payroll, the taxes, the HR, the workers' comp, you name it. We'll handle all that stuff.
An informed business is a smart business.
Absolutely.
That's really good. And as a professional employer organization, do you see, especially since COVID, so almost going to be coming up on 2 years very shortly, very quickly,
right,
are you seeing mistakes that businesses are making where they're not making the most of their business or they're not doing their best to take care of their employees?
I think a little bit of both.
A little bit of both? Okay.
Absolutely. You know,
on both sides.
We, you know, a lot of, okay, you know, the HR branch of things, HR. You know, Stacy, who's been on the show several times, as sweet as she can be, she gets a lot of calls sometimes from the managers or the department heads saying, you know, I'm having a problem with this employee and they did this and they made me, you know, and we have coached some of our, you know, we have to also educate our clients too on things you can and can't do, ways to keep your employees happy, you
Absolutely.
Know, because there is a shortage out there of employees. You know, you want to keep them happy, but you also got to run your business. So you got to balance that. And we do. We have people that just they don't know the laws, they don't know that type of stuff, and they come to us, and that's what we are here for. So we can help them, we can coach them, we can, like, we had one of our clients, and we had like one-on-one training with her on how to be better at certain things, and she was hungry for it. She wanted to learn, and so we were absolutely there for her to support her and to make sure that she could do the best she could do. So you get that. You do get some. You'll see things happen that you're like, oh, I wish they wouldn't have done that. But we can always help make it right.
It used to be back when our family was in business years. I mean, we're talking 20, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, that if somebody just did something in the workplace that you didn't like, you'd just replace them. It's just not that simple anymore. You just don't replace people just for the sake of replacing people.
Next.
You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
No,
yeah.
No, I mean, you could end up in a courtroom real quick nowadays. So
there's lots of protection for
employees. But that's why we're here. I mean, you know, we have companies that call Stacy, and I get calls too. I mean, even though I'm in sales, I'm the sales rep for a lot of these people, and they'll call me and go, Chip, you know, hey, this guy just, you know, he didn't do this or he didn't do that or she didn't do this or she didn't do that. I'm just going to get rid of him. And I went, whoa, wait a minute. let's run this by Stacy and make sure that everything is valid. And mm-hmm. because a lot of times there's two, as you, everybody knows, mm-hmm. there's sometimes two and three sides to every story. Yeah. So,
well, and a lot of times they're so close to it. You know, it's so hard.
It's hard to see.
When you're close, it's like being the judge of your own trial. You know what I mean? You can't, when you're in, especially if the manager, if it's something like a conflict between the actual manager and that employee, that's what we're here for. We can give you that bird's eye view that, you know, we are absolutely third party. We can listen to both sides and kind of mediate and help kind of diffuse the situation. We've had managers that like, hey, I really have that they've had documentation of an employee that they were going to have to let go, and they went through everything, and when it was time to let them go, they just didn't want to do it. And we will do it for them if they want us to. We will absolutely, we can hold a meeting and we can handle it. But that's where you get, with Avalon, you get as much as you want or as little as you want as far as our services.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to just have somebody take that weight off your shoulders and be like, I'll go ahead and relieve that for you. And I have a sibling who runs HR for a massive snow plowing company up north. And she's just like, I don't like having these conversations one-on-one, face-to-face. And yet, like you said, there's like three or four or five different sides to the story, and it's a lot of stress.
And just one word can be left out of a conversation that could be the whole pivotal point.
Right. And not to mention all the legal consequences that, mm-hmm. if it is a heated situation or, depending on what all is involved, you want that expert there, you want that third party, it's just a good business decision to absolutely consult with us.
We've seen situations and fairly recently, someone is on salary, mm-hmm. will take it, and the owner of the business feels like they didn't put in enough hours in the week, so they just turn them back to an hourly person.
And that's something that as a business owner you might not realize that, the business owner, no fault of their own, they didn't understand the difference of the categorization and what happens. It's not as simple as just clicking a button. There are certain rules about a salaried employee and an hourly employee.
Oh, yeah.
There's rules about how many hours, about docking pay, and hey, if they only work 38 and you wanted them to work 63, that's part of the give and take of a salaried employee. So that's where we come in. We talk to that employer, kind of educate them a little bit, and give them their options and let them know, and ultimately it is their decision. It's their decision at the end of the day, but we want to give them all the information so they can make the best decision and an educated decision once they know all the pros and cons.
You don't want to lose a good employee.
No.
Okay, everybody's struggling to find decent employees.
But then there's boundaries,
And there is. There is boundaries. And just because you don't like what somebody did or you're not comfortable with how they did something, talk about it.
Chip, that's funny. I was talking to my my ex-boss yesterday. She owned a large vacation rental company, and love her to death. And when I left that place, I gave my 2 weeks. I actually ended up working 3 weeks notice. But I was upset when I left, and I kind of left in a huff, and I was like, I'm done. And she's like, okay, fine. And I kind of expected her to fight for me, and she didn't. Mm-hmm. It kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But when I was talking to her the other day, I was talking, and she's like, Dana, you were just great, And she was just giving me all these compliments and stuff. I was like, yeah, I said, but, I did get a little too upset that day. She's like, well, we all have our flaws, and that's the thing that I want, employers to remember, your employees are not perfect. Mm-hmm. They're human. They're going to have bad days. They're going to have, try to be a little more, if you can, just a little more understanding, give them a little bit, you don't of course want to let your employees walk all over you, that type of thing. But at the same time, they're human. And, I've got, just like everybody else, I've got my good qualities and I've got my bad qualities. And I hope that my good outshines my bad. And luckily Avalon, they seem to like me, and I'm going to stay as long as they'll have me. But as an employer, just try to, try to think about all the good. If you're ever in that situation where you're upset about a situation, or you know, like, I asked this person to do this and they didn't deliver, also think about all the good things they did. And remember all the good things that maybe you didn't acknowledge, and you didn't say, hey, I really appreciate you coming in late last night, you know, or to turn the alarm off, or, you know, I mean, because you got to remember all of those extras that that same employee does. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to forget in the heat of the moment.
It does. And we see this occasionally, not all the time, obviously, but you do see these things occasionally. And when you belong with a good PEO, and I've been in this long enough where I know the good ones and I know some that aren't so good.
Mm-hmm.
We try to reach out. We are very proactive with our clients. If they have a question about something, if they come to me and I don't know the answer, I'm not going to just spout off something. I'm going to research it, or I'll have somebody in the office help me with the question, and we'll give them the decent answer. We'll give them the right answer, because that's what we're about. We're an informational organization, as well as we are a service organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to make sure everybody is up to speed on everything that's going on.
What's a question that has stumped you, Chip? Now I'm curious. Who can stump Chip Wood?
Not many people. Chip's been in the business for a long time. I think Chip's going to know the answer.
I'm trying to come up with it.
He's like, actually,
I know everything.
No.
I call
don't.
You the Swami of HR.
The problem is, if you really think you know everything about this industry, you're really in some issues.
Because I bet.
It changes, and Dana knows this too. It just changes all the time, especially with what she's having to deal with all these tax credits and with all these things that the IRS
it's a nightmare.
All of these things that they keep coming out with. I mean, if you stop and really think about it, the government as a whole issues rules, and they come down with all of these things to tell businesses how to operate.
Sure.
Where none of them have ever operated a business.
Right.
So you kind of wonder.
It's true.
You don't want the blind leading the blind, but yet we have to interpret, and we do. We interpret what the laws are and how we can help our clients best. And there again, you know, give me a call. Mm-hmm. 850-475-1555.
And Chip, you know, I reached out to an old friend not too long ago, and they own a business, and I was asking if they're happy with their PEO, and they told me that absolutely they're super, you know, happy or with their payroll company. They were actually they weren't using a PEO; they were doing it in house, and I, of course, I sent all of our information to them and just let them know that we're available if they need us. Here's the thing: it's like, There's so many different businesses out there, whether you're two-man, you know, you're running a two-person crew, or you've got, you know, 500 employees. We may not be the fit for every business out there, but there are so many out there that we could truly help you. And if you are just, you know, if you're struggling, if you know, if you're happy where you are, great. I'll by all means stay there if you're happy. But if you're not happy, if you're starting to rethink your payroll situation, or who does this and handles that, or maybe you're doing it in house. Maybe you have an in house person who's handling the HR and the payroll and the new business. Maybe you've got that person who's wearing all those hats, and that person could be reaching out to you, saying, you know what, hey, I'm sorry I'm late on those financials because I had to do all these unemployment claims, and then so-and-so quit, and then I had to do this, and so you've got this one person trying to be the accountant, be the HR person. Those are the businesses that really, please reach out to us. We're going to save you so much money. We're going to keep your employees so
late,
happy. You know, you don't want to lose that employee. You know, if that employee is struggling and begging for help, or you can see they're struggling, that's where we come in. You don't have, I mean, sure, you could hire somebody else and you could split the duties and train all that stuff, or contact us, let us look at it. We could probably save you the money, make that employee, you know, super happy by just taking a lot of the load off their back. Because one thing like fighting unemployment claims, that takes a lot of time. That takes, you know, you've got to be diligent, and that's not something that everybody might, you know, your person doing your payroll or your person doing your accounting might not be good at that, or might not understand how that works. So I strongly urge you, if you're thinking about it, just give us a call. It doesn't cost you anything, and we can absolutely give you a free consultation and just kind of talk out the options.
Here's a head scratcher for me. So like, let's say a business is growing. They had one person doing the HR, right? And they're starting to bust at the seams. So when you come in and they consult with you, do you help that business also come up with a job and a position for that HR employee so they don't lose their job?
No, absolutely. Well, what we do,
we need them anyway.
Yeah, they keep their job.
We work together.
Absolutely. We have tons of businesses that have an HR director, yeah, and we work with the HR director, and we just take a lot of load off their back because that HR director does her own things, but she might need to bounce some ideas off us. Or they might have this great HR director, but their accounting person is only part-time, and so they're using us more for the payroll aspect, but we still have an HR included. Or they might use us for the HR, but we include payroll. So it's
so good.
We've got those different services, but they're separate, but they're all included.
An in-house payroll situation, nine times out of ten, I consider it a non-productive function of the business. It does not make the business any money.
No, it's just spending that person's time. It's spending that person's time just running the payroll. And another thing is, you know, privacy. If you want to outsource your payroll just because you don't want certain people to see certain things, you could do that as well. But we absolutely do not replace a company that's managed.
That's not what we're about.
We are absolutely partnership.
That's really good to reiterate that
that's
too,
not
because
what
some people are
do.
Probably like, I really don't want to get.
I don't want to get involved with a payroll company because then that would cost me my job. Well, no, it won't.
No, it won't. What we're going to do, we're going to show you all these things, and we'll make you a superstar. And you know, I mean, we'll work behind the scenes, and you can present that to your employer,
and then you're freed up to do other things.
That's so good. Hey, as I was preparing for y'all to come in today, I happened to just look up things about HR businesses, about PEOs, and it's so funny, it's Halloween week, right? And so one of the things that popped up instantly was five super scary assumptions that happen within the business world. And I was laughing because it's like, okay, what is this about, right? Intrigue. And they were saying that sometimes within the business world, they expect each other to be family. Everything is family, so you lose a level of respect. There's myths about the HR department and policies. There's some different businesses say, oh, I have less than this amount of employees, so different laws don't apply to me.
The exception to the rules.
Yeah, yes, exceptions to the rules.
Yes.
And then there's a couple more where it says, there's too much trust within lack of boundaries between the employees and employers.
That's tough. It's been a lot of family. You got a lot of family businesses where you have, you know, the uncle works here, the mom works here, and you know, Avalon's great for handling that kind of stuff. You ever need, you know, help kind of
listen, who's going to fire grandma?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just call Avalon. They'll handle it.
I wouldn't want to do that. I would chicken out. That's for sure.
I know, right?
Family businesses are a whole... Because I was raised in a family business. Mm-hmm. It was just always something different. I mean, really different.
Was
way before there was PEOs and things like that. Mm-hmm. My dad ran the business, and... my mother was there, and
it was all hands on deck.
Everybody had to do everything, and he made sure I worked the worst shifts there were.
Of course,
that's what happened.
Made you the man you are today.
Four to midnight Fridays and Saturday nights.
Wow,
so there you go.
Listen, and it molded you. Yes, exactly, Dana. It molded you, Chip, into who you are, and how you know how to help businesses and run one.
Well, I was raised in a small family business, so I understand family businesses, and I understand small business. I try to apply that every day to people,
Yeah, in the same boat, you know. And, you know, one of our clients, you know, retired, and he's got a bunch of these businesses he's running, and that's what we're here for. We are his support. We are his, you know, he can bounce ideas off of us. That is, we're here to help small. And we love what we do. That's just it, you know.
I
mean, like Chip and I will talk, just like, you know, wow, we really love our jobs. You know, I mean, somebody asked me the other day, are you going to, you know, continue to stay with Avalon, or are you going to, you know, go somewhere else? And I was like, absolutely, I'm going to stay with Avalon. I love Avalon. This place is great. I love what I do. We're helping businesses. I couldn't be happier.
I love it.
Me too.
Thank you guys so much. So much fun
always
today.
Good talking to you.
AvalonHR.com. Make sure you reach out to them if you have questions. 850-475-1555. I'm Jenna Barr. We got more coming up. Stay tuned. We got a Fox News update followed by a local news update with Mark Jacobs.